Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Apollo is at my feet again, snoring this time. It's actually in the afternoon today, and I am tempting to have a cup of coffee, but I'm trying to resist. I had my ration this morning, as I imagine you did, so today join me with a cup of water. Not so exciting, but really good for us. Today we are looking at one of the many stories of Jesus where his actions surprised everyone around him. His approach, his teaching for living, was so different from the culture at the time that the responses by people varied greatly. Some were angry to keep the status quo, some shocked at who he hung around with, some amazed at his miracles. Some found hope in his teaching. Some refused. But wherever he was and whatever he did, his purpose was the same as he states in the story of Zacchaeus in Luke 19:1-10. Verse 10, Jesus said to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Jesus was a surprise in many people's lives. Their lives, their plans changed instantaneously. An example, the story of Zacchaeus, a wealthy tax collector who, because of his short stature, climbed a tree so he might catch a glimpse of this Jesus, who everyone was talking about, who is preaching a different way of living. Zacchaeus is sitting on a limb of the tree and the crowd is coming toward him. He keeps looking for the man Jesus in the crowd, people passing by under the tree, dozens of them, but he can't pick out this man. Then he hears his name being called and he looks all around himself and into the crowd but doesn't know where the caller is. And then, much to his surprise, he looks straight down by the trunk of the tree, and there he is, Jesus. And it appears that he is looking up at Zacchaeus. Much more to the hatred tax collector's surprise, Jesus speaks to him. "Come down from the tree, Zacchaeus, I am having dinner at your house." All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Verse 8, "But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, here I am now. I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.' And Jesus said to him, 'Today, salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost.'" Surprises come in all types. Some, of course, we prefer ones that make us happy, like birthday or graduation surprise parties, an unexpected gift, or a surprise visit from a friend. But the other kind are inevitable, too. For example, after all these months of sheltering at home and wearing masks and ordering groceries and canceling trips and having every stick, quote unquote, suggested, right when we thought COVID was about the end, George and I were COVID positive last week. Surprise! Mild cases, we are fine. After 2 days of fever, headaches, and achiness, George is a bit tired, but fine, and so am I. Lots of surprises are life-changing, and each time we have to make major adjustments, sometimes these changes stop us dead in our tracks. Any plans we may have had have to be altered, phone calls made, finances re-examined, even a 180-degree change in the direction of our lives. The whole thought process ends with the shocking surprise to the world of the events in Ukraine. A few days ago, as I heard one Ukrainian citizen say, people were going about their lives, working, having dinner with a friend, and now they are putting whatever they hope is the right stuff in suitcases and carrying their children, trying to escape the Russian onslaught. Many of the women and children are trying to get out, leaving the patriotic men behind to fight. And now the surprise is Putin's. The bravery of the Ukrainian people, the complete rejection of the world for evil Putin's thirst for power. Of course, we have no idea how this will play out, but the world will not be the same. And despite the terror of this situation, I believe our God is in the thick of it. He is in the hearts of the mothers and fathers, the soldiers and people of the Ukraine. There are small miracles happening at this moment that we may never hear about. God is working in the hearts of world leaders to provide supplies and in the hearts of ordinary people who are helping the refugees as they cross the border to safety. There are those funding charity and help organizations, people like you and me. As we sit in our safe little bubbles, we can do what Jesus taught us to do. Pray that this horror will end quickly. Share our financial resources as Zacchaeus did after meeting Jesus. Work wherever the opportunity arises for freedom for the Ukrainian people to live, to worship, to pursue happiness in their country. It is my opinion God uses all circumstances, joyful and terrifying, to open our eyes to His loving presence. Our faith may be only out of desperation, a tiny spark, a weakening hope, but God cares and loves and wants to comfort and provide. Luke 19:10, for He came to seek and to save the lost. Let us pray together. Dear saving Lord, we pray for this war to end quickly. We pray for your light of comfort to shine on the many who have lost loved ones and those injured in pain. Merciful Father, be active and obvious in the lives of all involved. Please inspire us to follow your lead in our efforts to help. In your precious name, I pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.